Tycho? Why was I recalled?
Seth entered the command chamber at a march, his words ringing out like bolter fire, an attack on the measured hum permeating the room.
What matter could not wait until we had secured Vulcanus?
Calm yourself, brother. All will be explained.
Captain Erasmus Tycho replied without turning around. He stood with his back to the room, his attention fixed on the grey-blue tactical hololith dominating the chamber's rear wall. A torrent of tactical information scrolled across its flickering surface. Shifting clusters of red and green marked the positions of the Orc and Imperial forces. Lines of attack and retreat overlapped one another, depicting estimated engagement patterns. Truncated Gothic sprang up under Tycho's gaze, detailing temperature, wind direction, and soil density. Ammunition and casualty numbers flickered like broken luminators as they continually updated in response to the flood of Vox reports spilling in from across the planet. Though dedicated banks of tactical cogitators worked ceaselessly to assimilate the information, and serried rows of servitors chattered away on heavy keys, collating and processing the data, it took a warrior of Tycho's mettle to make sense of it. The Blood Angel's enhanced physiology and decades of bitter experience allowed him to do the job of hundreds of Imperial tacticians. Seth scowled at the sight of Tycho's unblemished battle plate. Like Anashiel's, it was polished gold and glistened under the white light of the glow lamp studding the chamber.
You may call me brother when you stand beside me in battle, bleeding in the dirt instead of cowering here among these clerks and serfs.
Seth threw his gaze around the chamber. He despised the throng of robed savants that stood huddled over data charts and holo projectors. They were miserable wretches, and his contempt for them was palpable. A sanguinary guard stepped from one of the chamber's many alcoves to bar Seth's path.
What's your tone, flesh tearer?
Seth growled.
I have had enough of your kind today, cherub.
Were we not at war, I would see you learn respect in the duel.
Were we not at war, I would kill you.
You!
Enough!
Tycho turned to fix Seth with his one good eye.
All of you, leave us. Captain.
The chatter and hum of the command chamber bled away to silence as the door closed to leave the two Space Marines alone in the room.
Dante has given me charge of this war, Seth. You will pay me the same accord you would him.
Seth grinned.
It is good to see there is still fight in you, brother. I had worried command was beginning to soften you.
Stepping forward, Seth clamped his fist around Tycho's vambrace in a warrior's salute.
In this tumultuous time, brother, it is pleasing that you, at least, have not changed.
The ire drained from the Blood Angel's face as he spoke, yet Seth detected something more behind Tycho's composed greeting. A bestial glint in his eye. Seth had spent enough time in the company of the damned to recognize the black flicker of rage. He felt the numbing touch of sadness in his gut. Tycho was a great warrior, one that would not easily be replaced. His spirit was as strong as barlight steel, but it would not be long before the captain was lost to bloodlust and madness. Tycho tapped a button on the console nearest to him, activating an overhead hololith.
This is the Ephesus ore mine. It lies on an island to the southwest of the Fire Wastes. I need you to secure it.
Seth paced around the image of the mine in careful study.
The mine is inconsequential. There is nothing to be gained by securing it. If I withdraw my forces from Vulcanus, the hive may fall.
Seth turned, gesturing to the large tactical hololith at the rear of the chamber map.
If that happens, the flank of Hive Prime will be exposed.
You are correct, Gabriel. But there is more at stake here than the fate of one world.
Seth rounded on the speaker. An inquisitorial pendant hung around her neck. His face hardened. An agent of the Ordos heralded nothing but strife.
You will address me as Chapter Master, Inquisitor.
My apologies, Chapter Master.
The Inquisitor moved past Seth to stand at the head of the room.
I am Inquisitor Nerissa, here by the order of the Emperor himself.
I doubt you had crawled from your mother's womb when last the Emperor gave an order.
I am an agent of the Emperor's Most Holy Inquisition. Every act I undertake is by his order, whether he speaks the words or not.
What do you want?
Why is it, do you think, that the orcs have returned to Armageddon?
I do not wish to understand the Xenos, only to kill them.
Nerissa smiled, though her face held no warmth.
If that were true, then I fear the flesh-tearers would be no more than the bloody berserkers they are rumored to be.
Tread carefully, Inquisitor. Your rank affords you a measure of protection, but you are not among friends.
Nerissa moved towards the hololith control panel as she spoke.
War does not continue to find this world by chance.
Manipulating the controls, Nerissa brought the image of the mine into sharp relief.
Though they may not themselves know it, I believe that the orcs have been drawn here, summoned to the mine by a psyche more attuned to war than even the greenskins.
The hololith shivered as the mine faded away, dissolving to reveal what lay beneath it.
A titan?
Yes, an Imperator class to be exact. And it does not belong to the forges of Mars.
Archenemy Titan legions have not set foot upon this planet in such force for thousands of years. Not since before Armageddon was resettled.
That is true. But the terraforming process is not without flaw. Occasionally elements are missed, the past buried beneath the new. It seems that when Armageddon was remade, we left something behind of the old.
Are you certain?
No, I'm not. But it is rare that I have the luxury of certainty. If there is even the slightest chance that the Titan is buried there, we must move to destroy it before the orcs find it. We have no idea what malicious sentience lies dormant within the Titan's machine core. We cannot allow the orcs to awaken it, or worse, move it to another world. Such a grave threat to the Imperium cannot be allowed to slip through our grasp.
I will not abandon Hive Vulcanus on a whim. When the Hive is secure and the orcs have been driven back, I will reconsider your request.
You misunderstand me. This is not a request.
And you misunderstand our relationship. I am not beholden to you, Inquisitor.
It saddens me, Chapter Master, that you would condemn your chapter to extermination over something as trivial as a few million lives.
Nerissa pushed her words into Seth's mind.
Speak plainly, witch!
Unlike Nerissa, Seth was no psyker, but the anger boiling through him cut her mind like a dagger.
If you refuse me, if you will not do your duty, then I shall ensure my colleagues in the Ordo perform theirs. When was the last time you submitted a batch of gene seed for testing, Flesh Terror?
You dare threaten me?
I am an agent of the throne. There is nothing I dare not or cannot do in duty to the Emperor.
Enough, both of you. Seth, Dante believes Nerissa to be correct. He would have you do this. I will redeploy Third Company to bolster Vulcanus's defenses.
Nerissa grinned.
Do not mistake me for an ally, Inquisitor. If you threaten a descendant of Sanguinius again, I will smash your bones and cast you into the deepest pit of Baal.
Very well. But only me and my honor guard. The rest of my warriors will remain in place until Tycho's blood angels are in position.
No!
It is not up for discussion. We will be more than enough.